Hi, is this Troy Built Remodeling? You have reached Local Stash. This is Saul speaking. How can I help you?
Well, y'all called me?
Yes, sir, we did. We tried calling you earlier today. We're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And the reason for our call earlier is we'd like to speak to the person who handles the online listings for Troy Built.
I am Troy.
Perfect. So, Troy, as I mentioned, we're calling you earlier. We're calling to speak to you about listing Troy Built Remodeling on the first pages of Google for your keywords and categories there.
I'm not interested.
I understand. Well, let me ask at least, sir, what type of marketing are you currently using right now that's working for you?
Angie's Leads.
Okay. Okay, and how do you like it so far?
Good.
Good, good. Excellent. That's exactly what I like to hear. I mean, if you could do well with a program like Angie's List, you'll do great with Google. Only because calls will come directly to you rather than through a third party, and then obviously you don't have to pay per lead or anything like that. I'm sure you see the value in that, right?
Yeah, but I can only keep up with one lead, so, I mean, one account right now, I can't keep up with Google and Angie's Leads.
I understand. Well, it's not like you're picking between one or two options here. Sir, it's more of like, consider this more of like an upgrade from what you have right now. As I mentioned, Angie's Leads, if I'm not mistaken, you pay per lead for each and every call. And usually the case is not that, the call maybe or maybe a work. You know what I'm saying, right? However, here, you're familiar with Google, right?
Yeah.
Right. So you know how when you do a search on Google, there's a map that pops up with red dots, and then right below it, there's businesses listed that you can either... Sounds familiar? Right. So that's called the local map section. Now, we provide a service that places companies there, because we know that 90% of the total revenue goes to those businesses. Now, the reason why we're calling you today is because we just had this position open up within our company for your keywords and categories. So we're speaking with everyone in the area today looking for just one. But once we find them, we close out the area and we can't work with anyone else in the territory who does what you do. Does that make sense?
Sure. Makes sense.
Perfect. So, Troy, how long have you owned this business for?
I've been doing carpenter work for about 30 years.
Oh, wow.
I've had this business open about 4 or 5 years.
Awesome. 4 or 5 years. Okay, well, is this like a partnership or you're the sole owner here?
I'm the sole owner.
Okay. And as of the moment, aside from Angie's Leads, do you have like a personal website for your company? A business website?
Just Angie's Leads.
Just Angie's Leads. All right. No worries. We might be able to help you with this. Now, regarding
I'm on Yelp, too.
Yelp, another directory listing. Yep. Reviews.
Yeah.
Well, how far are you willing to travel, like for the service area that you do? How far do you usually travel for
20
a potential?
Miles at the most.
Oh, you want to keep it local. Gotcha. And do you do both work on residential and commercial?
No, just residential.
Residential.
I mean, I will do commercial, but I usually get residential.
Okay. So from that tone, Troy, it sounds like you prefer commercial. It's just that you can't get your streamline for commercial clients. Is that what I'm getting at?
No, I really prefer residential.
Okay, gotcha. No worries. And as of the moment, you can handle more business, right?
Not really.
Okay. Oh, let me ask, sir, how far are you booked out right now?
About 2 months.
Okay, 2 months. So if I try asking, like calling you right now, Troy Built Remodeling, and I would ask for the most profitable service that you do, like for example, full-scale remodeling, how soon would you be able to fit me into your schedule? I'm sure you wouldn't turn me away, right?
It'd probably be 2 more months before I get to you.
Another 2 more months. I wouldn't be able to squeeze into that. Okay, I gotcha.
Well, no.
Well, Troy, if that's the case, if you're currently booked out right now, we won't be able to give you more business. That, you know, it will be counterproductive, right?
Right.
Right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me, Troy. You have a great day. We'll move on to the next candidate.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.